Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC and on itsafreecountry.org. Coming up in just 7 minutes, we will commence an online chat for those of you interested in the No Labels movement that we've been discussing today, launching a national political movement at Columbia University. And the game will be to start writing a moderates manifesto. And since that's just a few minutes from now, we'll use our last few minutes on the air here to kind of kick that off. What might you put in a moderates manifesto? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we're fishing for moderate jokes as well. As far as what some people are writing so far on our Facebook page about inclusion in a moderates manifesto, Fukari writes, always be moderate and sensible. Arinda writes, life is not in black and white. Look for the gray. Kavita writes, what can I live with that you can live with? Then we have dissenters on this project. Michael writes, the fetishization of the moderate is an illusion to comfort people who don't want to disturb the established order, yet refuse to bear responsibility for its costs. You can't be neutral on a moving train. So obviously people interested, obviously people skeptical. Jawbone from Parsippany, no, that's not who it is. It's Steve in Manhattan. Took a shot here at making up a moderates joke. See, these are supposed to be pro-moderate, remember. We had the, what do you call a moderate? Why isn't moderate like an armadillo? You find them both dead in the middle of the road. Ha, ha, ha. That's an anti-moderates joke. So Stephen Manhattan writes, a Republican, a Democrat, and a moderate walk into a bar. The Republican starts yelling, the price of drinks needs to be lowered to get more customers to spend money here to stimulate the economy, and grabs one arm of the bartender to have him write new prices in the menu. The Democrat, after he's out of arm's length of the Republican, with an air of aloofness, states, you have to take this money we just printed so you can give away 25% of your drinks to people who can't afford it, and grabs the bartender's other hand and shoves a pile of money into his hand. The moderate, who never got to say anything, mutters to himself, I just came in to get change for the parking meter so I could go to my job interview. But now, because of you two blowhards, I'm not only going to miss my chance to get a job, but you just cost me a ticket. Well, it's not funny, but it was meant to be. And it was an attempt, anyway, at trying to do humor from the middle's point of view. So, I don't know. Other people can try. John in Richfield Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, here's my joke. How many moderates does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is none, because only the moderates understand that it's the people fighting over the switch that are the problem.
Okay, thank you very much. I think Boris is also on the light bulb theme here, right, Boris?
Yes, I am.
And?
How many moderates does it take a light bulb? It takes a reasonable number of individuals we can all agree on.
There you go. That's the best one so far, with a deadpan delivery, too. Bob in Woodside, you're on WNYC. Hi.
I think when a moderate walks into the room, the band should strike up Mild Thing.
Mild Thing. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's got... Oh, somebody else has a joke? All right. Should we try Lynn in Sleepy Hollow? Hi, Lynn.
Yes.
You're on WNYC.
Okay.
You have a moderate joke?
Yes.
And what is it?
Two friends were talking, and one said to the other, how do you feel about this controversial issue? And he says, well, some of my friends are for it, and some of my friends are against it, and I'm for my friends.
Thank you very much. I think we've heard a few politicians say that's not funny, but it makes a point. Funny is hard when you're doing moderate humor, right? We have one funny one so far. Paul in Washington Heights.
Yeah, hi. So a Democrat, a Republican, and a moderate walk into a rich man's club, step up to the bar, and the bartender says, what'll you have? The Democrat says, I'll have some of those NAFTA lemons from Mexico. The Republican says, I'll have a Poland Spring with some heavily subsidized sugar. And the moderate says, I'll have what those guys are having. Just mix them together.
Pretty good. Also with a dose of skepticism toward the center. But, you know, this is a whole new field, because if you search Google, you're not going to find anything. The closest I've found under moderate humor, you can find liberal humor, conservative humor, website after website. About the closest thing I found was two aprons for sale listed under moderate humor. One says, "I vote none of the above," which I think is not a moderate apron, but a nihilist apron. And one that says, "political rhinoceros." And that'll sure get you a date and a big audience. So there you go, with a little attempt. Failed at moderate humor, except for one caller. But now we transition to the serious online chat. So those of you who are interested in moderate politics, centrist politics, independent politics, the No Labels movement, we are going to make a serious attempt, and you can include the humor as well, coming up in just 1 minute to build a moderates manifesto for those of you who are seriously fed up with all the gridlock, all the political polarization. Log on right now to itsafreecountry.org. I will join you there in a minute at itsafreecountry.org. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.